you know, we can build the hormones that we need as long as we have the protein and the fat. And, of course, there's probably not enough protein in just straight raw food to deal with the production of human growth hormone or growth factors of any different kind, or, you know, maybe what's being produced by the glands, the sexual secondary sexual glands, for example, the testosterone or the DHEA, et cetera. This is an issue. It's a big issue, and it's one of these issues of, like, we call it, you know, being a Luddite, where, no, I don't need any of that. I'm just going to have, you know, just lettuce and watermelon, everything's going to be fine. I just haven't found that to be true, and I haven't found that really the magic lasts very long. It's great detoxification for a couple years, but then we hit the bottom of the gas tank in a bunch of different areas because we're not re-nourishing with the appropriate substance.
And you've said many times, you know, the superfood revolution is here. Now we have the Jing herb revolution. It's here. We've got so much at our fingertips, and like you say, they can turn the screws. So why not? I mean, turn the screws. Let's get our health up to really maximum efficiency. We can see people with soda and tortilla chips and, you know, processed foods going the extreme opposite. Why not just hit it the other way so we have, you know, really maximizing our potential as human beings?
Exactly. And we've got these things available. They're highly ethical. They're very well thought out over thousands of years. The strategies are nothing new. We're just putting it all together into one formula and one program that makes sense of it all. So we can bring these disparate ideas together in a way that's organized. And that's really what we're doing, is just standing on the shoulders of giants and going with what has already been figured out, but putting it together in a way where it's organized with a certain intention and objective.
For instant access to hundreds of clips just like this one, please go to thebestdayever.com. That's thebestdayever.com.